behalf of Laborio Ellendale LLC, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district. Residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 141.086 acres, more or less, located on the west side of Old State Road and southeast of Sharon's Road, and approximately 118 feet south of Wild Cherry Street. And it has tax ID numbers of 23026. 115.00, 115.04, 122.00, and 230, 31, 33.00, and 31.01.
The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 9th of this year. At that public hearing, they deferred application for further consideration. At their March 23rd public hearing, they did recommend approval for the change of zone based on eight items. And then they had, since it is an RPC, they had recommendations A through Q. Thank you.
Is anyone here on behalf of the applicant?
They're trying to decide which one.
Yeah.
who wants to?
I think they flipped a coin.
Yeah. One's for, one's against.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Good afternoon, council ladies. For the record, I'm Zach Crouch with Davis Bond and Friedel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware. This application before you today, it was actually an application that we did back in 2009, and I went through Planning Commission and also Council. It was approved in 2009, and of course there was a little stall in that time frame just because that's when kind of things went south. When we started to pick this up and actually go through the approval process with all the agencies, it was come to our attention that the MR zoning was still valid, but the RPC is a lapse. So, of course, we went through the process. I will tell you that we have all agency approvals. Conservation District, LDOT, Fire Marshal, the engineering, everything's been approved on this project, but unfortunately, with the RPC expired, that's why we're here today. I know there was three councilmen that were on that have seen this application, P&Z, there was one, and I'm pretty sure that Mr. Burton was on P&Z at that particular time when this application went through. And the plan that's in front of you tonight, or today, afternoon, is exactly the same site plan that was approved in 2009, exact same number of units, the exact same layout, the exact same pretty much everything. So real quickly, I'm going to go over just for the record, if there's any questions, the project itself, but that just is just a little bit of history of where we were back then and where we're at today. But the proposed project is located in a level 2-3 per state strategies. We also went through plus again, and the comments are in the presentation booklets that I think everyone should have. It's also at it also lays within a development area per the comprehensive plan and is located in the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. Of course, through this process, we coordinated through the Milford School District and also DART. I mean, there will be a school bell shelter that would be installed and actually has been already approved and per the DOT plans that have been approved. The development would consist of 224 single-family lots and 72 townhouses. We do have there is a 2.49 acre parcel that is dedicated as parkland in the upper right-hand corner. That was something that through conversations with the town of Ellendale and also through our last application to have something that kind of centralized somewhat of a park to can be used. And if you looked at the big picture of where the town of Ellendale was, it actually, with this development being on the left-hand side, it is actually in a good location that kind of connects this development with the town of Ellendale. The project will also consist of a pool and community tot lot and a community building and a tot lot, basically located in the center line. And yeah, as you can see, I mean, that gives you a better idea of the the park area here, which
this is where they should be annexing.
I'll address that, Mr. Cole, so in a few minutes.
This is where prime example of annexation.
But
we'll hear your
I appreciate it.
Your explanation.
Great. So the civil engineering aspect of it, just like I said, we got stormwater management facilities, and there again, everything's been approved through the Conservation District and Danarec. We also are preserving all these woodlands here are going to be included, and it's part of one of the conditions in the conservation easement to keep all those trees and all the ones down at the southern end of the project itself. Electric will be, of course, Delaware Electric Co-op, and also a traffic impact study was done, and part of the traffic impact study, we had to improve Sharon's and also State Street all the way up to Ellendale, and all that's there again has been approved, so it's not just in front of the property. We had to continue to do some of the improvements up, from 113 to in front of the property on Sharon's to Route 16, and also from the frontage on State Street, which is here, all the way to Ellendale, which is 16. So again, traffic impact study was done and improvements have already been designed and approved by DLDOT. The environmental aspect of it, wetlands delineation had been performed. We did do a tack stitch reduction based on improvements that we're doing to the tack stitches, and there again, all that was worked out through Danarec. And as part of the synopsis, basically just kind of went over exactly where we were back in 2009 and where we're at today. The conditions that were presented through Planning Commission were pretty much the same conditions that were approved in 2009. And just one more thing that I forgot to mention in the environmental stuff. I mean, 54% of this is being preserved as far as woodlands and wetlands. And that was the whole reason. And actually, some of the folks that are on Sharon's Road have contacted us wanting to know if the trees were being preserved. And that was part of that being a conservation easement. So that way they would be preserved regardless of who develops this. Now, as far as Mr. Cole's question about annexation, we tried numerous of times to have this property annexed into Ellendale, and this goes back all the way to 2009. Unfortunately, they just don't have they don't have the resources to do so. So that's how come, by talking to the town of Ellendale, we put that park there. So it's centrally located. If you look at, Ellendale and this together, you can see that's located in this area instead of here. That way it's tying everything in together along with all the walking trails and sidewalks.
So the park will be, the public will have access.
Yes, sir.
The general public.
That is correct.
And it will be so noted. And is that a condition and under these?
I'm not.
Is it there in writing? I don't have it written. If it's not, it should be, I guess. So there's no question in the future that some HOA takes over after the developer's gone and says, no, we don't want those people from Ellendale in there.
Right. The park area
should be
plan. Yeah. H. It's created for the community in the town of Ellendale, which is number eight, letter H.
Letter H. Okay. Okay. As long as it makes anybody reading it, Dave, reads it as saying it's open to the public. Okay.
So that would be part of the final site plan approval. And there again, sewers be the county and water be Artesian. So there again, we did try, and actually I have minutes from several planning commission meetings I went to through the town, but it just didn't work out and they don't have the resources. So that's why we're here today.
So your stormwater was your old stormwater, they just reapproved it? Or did you have to make any changes?
Yeah, most definitely we had to make changes.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So you said it sounded like originally you said that they basically took the exact
No.
but the exact number of lots and everything else is the same, but your
store... Yeah, but we had to put in green technologies to make sure it met, you know, the requirements per the new regs and all that happy stuff, yes.
What resources does the town of Allendale need to annex that? Why not?
Well, they don't have streets, you know. I mean, that's the big thing, you know, like streets. Who's going to maintain the streets? Well, when the county, you got, you know, private roads and stuff, and, you know, not having some of the resources in reference to, you know, the inspections and you know, the streets and cleanup and stuff like that. I mean, there again, Mr. Burton, I got several emails and paper trails of meeting with the town, with the mayor. And actually, the mayor was here at the public hearing, both public hearings that we had in 2009. And she was in favor of it because it just couldn't, they couldn't do it. And
but you're hooking to their sewer.
No. The county has sewer.
It's the county sewer.
Yeah, even artesian is water.
Water.
County has sewer. So, but there again, to be the good neighbors, that was the whole purpose of the park being in that location. So there is some type of connection there.
So where's...
I don't understand, but I understand.
So where's Dale Wheatley's property at on this map?
Who?
Dale Wheatley's development.
Wheatley development?
Oh, his development is right here. Ingram Village?
That's where it's at.
Yeah, it's across the street.
I'm going the wrong way. So you're going... I thought he was going...
You're coming towards Milford.
I was thinking...
He's coming, south. They're coming south towards Georgetown.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They are.
Yeah, and
Ingram's... Dale's towards Milford.
That's right.
You just stick north and south up on that map right now so I could tell. Yeah, north and south on enough.
Well, it is on the right side, but it's hard to see.
Yeah, I'll have to get it blown up next time.
I have to put my glasses
on. Any more questions to council? Questions from council?
It does. Hey, I got
Mr.
one.
Mr. Burton. Question.
What's the phasing on this? Are you going to go to the townhouses first? Or?
Well, it's going to be a combination of both. I mean, Janelle, could you get into the big one?
Use her mic down there, I guess.
It's going to be in here, just so there's a combination of both townhouses and single families. Because the pump station is located in this area right here.
Right.
So we have, you know, of course, that's got to be part of the first phase, but it's going to be a combination of both. And I think, and actually, in the conditions, there is a threshold for when the clubhouse and amenities need to be built as well.
And then what is the approximate sale point of sale on these things?
Oh, that's above my pay grade.
Lou,
introduce yourself.
Lou Ramuno. I'm one of the owners, Wilmington, Delaware. I'm not entirely sure. I think the townhomes, high 100,000s and low 200s on the single family homes. We have a community in Smyrna that's a little bit similar.
Okay. Basically, whatever the market will bear.
Right. Yeah. To some extent.
To some extent. Okay.
I believe Dale Ingram, Paul, and I'm in the wrong place again. Ingram's development.
Ingram Village.
Ingram Village has low income housing in there.
Up north, right. I think so.
I think that's what he's got. Is that correct?
There's different demographics in Allendale.
You're going to have a hard darn job getting $100,000 out of them houses.
Yeah. It's there again. I mean, I think Mr. Cole pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Too.
It's going to be.
It's in your pocket.
But it's not planned for a low-income development housing.
No.
Okay.
It's going to be market-driven in that area.
Right.
Just
right.
Like,
okay.
Yep.
Actually, Mr.
Charlotte.
Actually, we just passed, a couple weeks ago, a new storm management, or standards, I should say. Not storm management, but standards. Will this fall under that?
The what?
The new drainage requirements. They want to know if it's going to have to comply. And this actually does not have to comply, as this was in the process prior to the adoption. Now, I believe they might be doing some of that.
Mr. Arlette, we were very involved in that process, my firm. So I could tell you, this is, if not, doesn't meet it, it's pretty close, if not. We were involved in that whole process with the county engineer and also Conservation District.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything further from the applicant?
No, sir, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here to speak in support of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak in opposition to this application?
Come on down.
Sir.
Yeah, I don't have a very fancy presentation, but...
Will you get up here and say your name and where you live?
We're getting used to these presentations, I guess.
Well, actually, I had one, but I didn't get it in. I was emailing, trying to find out where to send it, but... my name's Patrick Smith. I emailed a couple of our councilmen regarding this. I live at 13449 South Old State Road, which, if you want to pull up the GIS, is immediately across the street from this property. My girlfriend and I, we bought 19.98 acres about a year ago there. Had an old rundown house on it, and we took the last year and completely rehabbed the whole entire house.
Which, where is that? See her arrow where it right around where that hand is? Where she's circling?
It's right here. That plot right there. This big triangle. That looks like a big pizza slice.
Okay.
I think it would actually be right across the street from the entrance to the development.
Okay.
Which, so we'll be neighbors. So I think that's pretty good grounds to come and voice my opinion. Just kind of banking back on what you know folks were saying here today, that traffic implications. The town of Ellendale doesn't have a single stoplight. The road that they're planning on utilizing for this doesn't have a shoulder, doesn't have street lights, doesn't have fire hydrants. Actually, none of the roads do. To my knowledge, and I drive through there every day, I know they just recently put in some fire hydrants immediately around the South Old State Road 16 intersection, but I know for us, we don't have any fire hydrants. None of the roads surrounding there have fire hydrants or street lights. The roads that they're using to access off either side, neither of those have any type of stopping signal or sidewalks or street lights. I'm not sure who would be ultimately responsible for these type of infrastructure improvements, but I'm almost positive the tax base there probably can't support it. I don't think that the town of Ellendale, even though I live there, I love it there, I don't think it is able to support 300 homes, and that's assuming that all 300 homes are sold. Like the gentleman was saying, they just don't have the resources. That's why they're not annexing it. So why are we going to go ahead and approve it and put that obligation perhaps, I guess, on the state? I live on that street now. The grass is rarely mowed along the shoulders and in the ditches. There's a lot of trash and such along those roads. So I know how much I often actually see a state vehicle on that road, and it's pretty much zero. In reference to the neighborhood, I guess it's northeast of where they're proposing to develop it. It's about 2,800 linear feet from this development to that development. And I know if you look in the Sussex County GIS, you can see there's probably 200 plus homes developed in that or approved in that development as well. My concern is, and I had photographs and such in my presentation, is, for example, the entrance and the exit from that development onto Old State Road is not even paved yet. It's still crush and run. So they're still loading houses in there, and the entrance to the development's not even finished yet. Doesn't have a sign, doesn't have blacktop, doesn't even have, I guess, the gutters or whatever that's needed for there. Ellendale has two town cops. One's a chief, one's the town cop. The fire company, for example, I was looking at their stats. Their most recent run total was 26 calls in the month of December 2016. I just don't think that it's a proper move for this type of area. It doesn't contribute anything retail-wise. It doesn't contribute anything job-wise, except perhaps construction. I'm sure that'll be outsourced to someone up north. And I think that the entry plan, I just picked up a cat while I was sitting here, is probably not advantageous at all to this neighborhood based on the surrounding area, and that there's no actual direct access to any main road. If you've been on Cherry Lane, I had pictures of that too, it's probably is 15 feet wide, 12 foot wide, if that, no shoulders, no stoplights. And what I actually found interesting was that when I looked in the GIS, and you can pull it up and look at it, is that whoever the gentleman is that owns this property, I believe, owns road frontage on 13. So I'm not sure why that's not being used for the entry plan, but I'm sure that that will come back as maybe some sort of retail or something in the future that you're trying to compound there. So that's basically all I have to say. I felt like I'd be guilty if I didn't come here and say something, and I know that we're trying to push for agriculture and tourism in Sussex County and not more developments. You see what happened in Millsboro and Long Neck. They overdeveloped, they overapproved. The houses weren't selling, and they ended up going to state subsidies and vouchers, and now we got drugs and crime down there. So if we want to continue to spread out our state resources, this is a perfect recipe for doing so. I thank you all for having me today. Yes, sir.
Are you aware that in our AR1 zoning,
yes, sir,
that site, as a permitted use, could do 2 units to the acre?
I don't doubt it. I mean, it's...
Which would mean that there'd be no requirements to save any woodland or anything like that. The only thing they wouldn't be able to do is maybe develop the portion where it's in the wetlands. So there, as a permitted use, with the zoning we're hearing today, they are getting a little more, 2.11, is that correct? So it's a little over their permitted use, but yet they're setting aside and staying out of these wooded areas, which is, if we're going to get development, you know, this cluster housing gives us the ability to do that. So knowing that, they could walk out of here and still do it. This would be a better plan, wouldn't you think?
I think it's crumbs, to be honest with you, but I could be wrong. I think to save 2.5 acres of woods when you're going to develop 150 acres,
no,
or 141.
It's more than that. It's like 40. Both those part chunks of wood that they had on that other, go to that other picture, Janelle, that one with the subdivision. Yeah, that one. You see the woods they've set aside. They wouldn't have to do any of that in an AR1 subdivision, which is, again, like I said, it's permitted. Like your 19 acres, you're permitted to go in and take 2 units to the acre.
I don't disagree with it. I just came to state my opinion.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, I'm just making sure you're aware of that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it would even be approved of that, and I'm not sure what traffic study was done, but I live on that street. I see the foot traffic, and I understand it's already over-serviced as it is, especially in the summer months. And if you're going to add 300 houses there, you're just looking for
Well, they usually don't require traffic counts if you're not exceeding the permitted zoning. So I mean, I don't know how intense they did or scrutinized that. So okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yep,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Any more questions of council? Yeah. Oh. Mr. Rudd, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Is there anyone else here in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. Crouch has his hand up, but that is strictly up to you, Mr. Vincent, whether you wish to ask him another question.
Sure.
Maybe this time, just this one time.
Real quick, I mean, just for the correct record, it's already zoned MR. So.
Oh, it's zoned MR?
Yes, it's zoned MR, so it's up to 4 units per acre. And also, the improvements that are on the road that are required by DLDOT is going from this, we'll have shoulders and sidewalks on the road. So. I know it
from this property all the way up to
Allendale. Route 9, yes, or 16. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I mean that was part of the whole traffic impact study. I mean yes, right now it's like tire and chip, but now we got to put shoulders on it, and then also there's a sidewalk from here all the way up that's going to connect up to there, and there's a little bit of sidewalk here, but they both will have shoulders.
How about street lights?
That was part of it.
And the street lights out there.
The streetlights would be internal.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And sidewalks.
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
On both sides.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. No further comments then. Close the public hearing.
We will close the public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public comment. Yeah. I ask Mr. Rudd to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an MR RPC medium density residential district. Residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 141.086 acres more or less, and this does have conditions proffered by the applicant and approved by planning and zoning.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mr. Wilson, to approve change of zone 1817. For the reasons as listed by planning and zoning and with conditions 8A through Q as submitted by planning and zoning. Would you take the vote, Mr. Arlette?
I will vote yes per planning and zoning's recommendation as outlined from 8A through Q.
Mr. Burton?
My motion is in favor
to support planning and zoning with their recommendations and conditions.
Mr. Wilson?
My vote is yes in favor of P&Z.
Yeah, I'm going to follow suit. I just think that the MR zone would provide a lot more density. I'm very concerned about the impact of density in all parts of this county, even Ellendale. And I believe that this application at 2.11 is far less than we could be faced with, possibly as a permitted use in an MR district. So with the safeguarding of the wooded areas and the providing of the city park and the improvements along with Old Stage Road, or Old State Road, I will vote yes.
I also agree with P&Z for the reasons stated and the conditions that listed. I think there are going to be improvements to the roadway there, which will be a good thing. And I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried.
And that concludes the public hearing scheduled for today.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions?
Yes.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Obviously, motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.